I mean, I've been here all day.
I just got here. I'm having a blast.
I want to go home.
No, let's party. Let's party.
He is the wind, she is the wave, and together they make up the band they call the wind and the wave. They're not related. They're best buds. They're BFFs for life. Hashtag BDIT dubs. It's the Dwight and Patty Show. The Dwight and Patty Show. It's the Dwight and Patty Show.
It's Dwight and Patty.
Welcome to the Dwight and Patty Show, episode 2, season 3. We already did an episode 2 and we bagged it. We canned it. You're not going to hear it.
Why would you?
It was the heaviest podcast we've ever done. We decided we don't want to be a heavy podcast and it's in the shitter. Now you listened to it. I didn't. Even heavier than I thought it was?
I was just like not into it.
Yeah.
Too heavy,
right?
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's a necessary topic, but not one I want to talk about on here. Here we are on episode 2 for real this time. I've been here all day, every day for what seems like my whole life working on another record, like I always do. And I am booked now until June.
Until
June, and I don't have any days off, and now we are apparently going back to the UK, and...
Allegedly.
We will see. Yeah, if another whatever crom doesn't come across and kill us all, and So I don't have any days, I don't have time off. I go directly from Europe to... We have some gigs here and there, some privates here and there. And then I go to Nashville for a couple weeks, and then I'm back here on record, and then we go back to the UK apparently, yeah.
For right now, while you're sitting here with your cerveza,
con cerveza,
you are like on a vacation. You know, that's how it feels right now, just on a vacation with like your BFF.
Truth. How was your week? Couple of weeks since we were last on here. How have you been? How are things?
Been good. Christmas, New Year's, all that stuff. I hate fireworks because I have a dog and a baby. Didn't really love them before that anyway, though. So.
They're fine.
Yeah.
They're fine. They're overrated.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Been home, been trying to write some lyrics and stuff in between going to Little Gym and preparing my son a 5-star meal for his lunch. And just kidding, I don't do that.
Yeah. It's a different experience, and not to be sexist, but it's definitely a different experience.
It doesn't have to be sexist for the person that's at home.
Yeah. But I mean, for a woman artist raising a child, it is for a man artist raising a child. When I had to go work, I just went and worked. I don't have to like make sure my boob is also still available.
Oh, I'm done with that. It feels good.
Oh, you're done. Good. Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you.
So, I don't know. I just, it's been interesting for me to watch it from the other side, a side that I'm not accustomed to. My wife is an artist, but a different kind. It's been weird to see you try to negotiate and find time to write for yourself. And, you know, you were always interesting in how you found time for yourself. You almost like forced yourself to wait till the last minute anyway.
Sometimes what you can do under pressure is...
Right. And so maybe there's something to that anyway. But it's different when you don't have the time because you can't have the time versus I don't feel like doing it right now.
Right.
It's like, well, Lawson's ready to party.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
So how I felt today was like I had some minutes on my way to the, I literally had minutes on my way to the Little Gym.
Well, you were well into that song too and had an idea.
No, as, for sure.
With you, all the new ones.
It's easy to start songs. Yeah, it's hard to finish.
But all
them.
The new ones you're so deep into. Yeah. I feel like it's just going to take minutes here and there and an inspiration for you to finish them. So what is the new one that we finished then called?
The one that I sent you today. That has a working title.
You don't have a final title for it yet?
I don't.
We will be playing that song on our two upcoming live streams. Yeah.
Hollywood is the working title of that song.
Yeah. I like that title too. Yeah. So we'll be playing that song on our live stream coming up. And that's been our goal, is to do these live streams, but also to do songs that not just you guys haven't heard, but songs that we haven't heard.
Yeah. Like just kind of working it out with you guys.
Yeah. Brand new songs. Yeah. And I'm talking like finished, a couple days before, type of thing. So if you would like to join us on that stream, there's tickets in our bio on Instagram. Is there tickets available on Facebook?
I'll put a ticket link right here on this YouTube thing. Okay. There's ticket links all over our bios, anywhere we have bios, and on our website.
We'll be doing one stream on Friday, kind of more US based because of the timing, and then one on a Sunday, which is more of for our international fans. And though if you're US and you want to join us for that one, or vice versa, if you want to join us for both, there's a special ticket price for both. And we really want to see you. It will be different streams every time. We're playing some covers on this one. We're playing...
Ooh, which ones?
Well, I don't want to jinx it, but I'm trying to work up a version of Young Folks that we have. Okay. And Chasing Cars are both on that set list.
Okay. I'd also like to do new covers at some point.
Sure.
So you're wanting to do two shows every month this year.
As much as we can, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, as best we can.
Yeah. Okay. And, if we miss one, we miss one. But my goal is that, and I want it to be, as unique as possible. And those streams... You can get a ticket and not be able to watch it for a couple of weeks, and it'll still be in your archive, and you can just start archiving shows of ours. And, we have fun here and smoke a little, drink a little, and we're going to try to just have fun with it and do a lot of Q&A in the middle of it too. And it just to be an experience and not just us playing songs on an acoustic guitar. Right.
Yeah. But I like that part, but yeah,
I do too. It's just, it feels fun when everyone participates.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not just songs.
Correct.
So, as of this airing, I have some stuff on my list, but I had already wanted to talk about this because I was thinking about this the other day, but today, actually, or last night, Bob Saget died from Full House.
Yes.
Stand-up comedian, legend. And found dead in his hotel room at 65, which scared me a little bit, being that I'm almost 50, and I don't like when people, it's not from foul play and it's not from drug abuse or anything. It's probably a heart attack or an aneurysm or something. And that's scary as shit. And maybe something else will come out about it, but who knows? Man was dead in his hotel room. Right. That's very scary to me. If you haven't heard from me, by the way, by like 11 in the morning, we're on tour in my hotel room. Come get me. Make sure I'm okay.
Yeah. I feel like I would.
Yeah. And, what I was thinking about was celebrity death is weird because, when you watch TV shows or you listen to records or whatever.
Because you know them, but you don't know them.
You feel like you do, maybe. What I was going to say is that I don't feel sad when celebrities die.
I don't really either, but Tom Petty kind of got to me.
Okay, that's super weird that you said that. I'm sorry to do that, but.
What?
My allergies are just shitty and I'm sniffing in the mic.
That's okay. That's your mic.
I was going to say that when Prince died, Princess Diana died, when all these people died over this last year, Bob Saget, whoever else, you know what I mean? Betty White.
Right.
My thought is, I'm sad for their family.
Right.
For the people that love them. And then it's not even a second thought, but through social media, it seems like people really care about celebrity death. Like they, everyone posts this tribute to people and stuff. And I, am I a piece of shit? 'Cause I don't give a shit. But the one thing that did bother me was Tom Petty. But on a self, which is weird that we both felt that way.
Just the music, man. Like,
well, to me, it was on a selfish, it was two reasons. On a selfish level, we don't get any new Tom Petty music.
Right.
Or Tom Petty shows. And I only saw Tom Petty 3 times, but they were all some of the best concerts I ever saw. And I won't get a chance again. And that's a bummer. Two, to find out after I read his book and to know that it contributed to his death, that he was a heroin addict. You know, kind of under the table and a functioning heroin addict, but a heroin addict that took a toll on his body, made me really sad because of the pain he must have been going through. He has a stable marriage and kids and, you know, all the things that functional people have, and all the while struggling with this huge weight around him. So that made me sad too. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on celebrity death? Sort of the same?
Sort of the same. Like, I have a moment where I'm like, oh, man, love that person. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's it, right?
Yeah, I have a moment.
You don't feel really
I don't know them.
Compelled to, like, post on social media about it or whatever.
If I do, it's probably, like, a repost of, like, a beautiful. I did. Yeah. I think I did. Reposted a picture of Betty White when she was younger. Beautiful photo.
Yeah. And what do you think that is, though, that people need to post on social media about someone they don't know? What is that?
Like maybe you want to fit in and all your friends are doing it.
So you think it's a little bit of like, I'm also caring.
Or maybe it's telling the world how much you know. I don't know. I don't know. Being in the in club.
It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing. I think. I think it's a weird thing.
Social media, period.
God,
yeah. Is a weird thing.
It's the death of us all. Which, by the way, did you see that Facebook on that tallest building in downtown Austin just bought like the top 40 floors?
No.
And they bought it for Metaverse. So the end of the universe will be started right here in Austin, Texas.
I'm confused.
Yeah. So I've also been lately thinking about.
You're just going to pop, just go on down the list.
I have things I want to talk about. Is that all right?
Yeah. I guess.
I mean, I generally lead the conversation in these. If we don't, you know what happens?
No.
Last week.
What do you. Oh, well.
If you lead the conversation, we go down the darkest hole possible. If I do, we talk about just, you know.
We're just shooting the shit.
Yeah.
All right.
So I've been thinking lately about that there was a moment a couple of months ago that I hated my job.
Oh.
Maybe 5 months ago. Not hated my job. More.
Like as a producer?
Just, I have many jobs, but let's just call it writer, producer, engineer, mixer, artist.
Just all of it. You were just like, you're done.
I just was like, man, I just want to go live in Italy with my wife and be naked and have fun and not do anything.
I hear that.
And I've done this, you know, professionally since I was 14 years old. Mm-hmm. So it's been 98% of my work life. I had a brief period where I punched people for a living as a bouncer. So, but for the rest of my existence, I've been a professional musician of some.
Would you say like lots of punching or like a little bit of punching? There were a few.
I mean, I ended up in jail.
You did?
Yeah, for breaking up a fight because downtown Austin cops are dickheads.
Mm.
They maced me too. Anyway, I'll tell you that story one day. Anyway,
can you tell it to me today?
I mean, it was a fight between UT players and which are were
two big, UT players,
big football guys and some frat guys about some bullshit, I'm sure. And it spilled.
Like who has the biggest muscles or like.
Yeah. And me and this other guy who I still know, actually, I know his son. He was a big meathead then. We kind of rolled back and just kind of our job was to kind of just get the fights out the door.
Rolled back. Is that like lingo? Is that like.
We picked our way. It was very crowded.
Okay.
We picked our way back through the Dirty Six. It was a Dirty Six Street bar called Daiquiri Factory. And we picked our way back through
the great name.
Yeah.
I want to go there.
And it was like dollar beer night. So it was, Everyone was hammered.
Uh-huh.
And it was $2 daiquiri. So this whole place was drunk as shit.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Everyone had fake IDs. I'm sure I let in mostly underage people. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I mean, I was...
What was the criteria for letting someone time, in? Anyway. Was it like very selective or...
You have an ID, you're in.
Oh, okay. That's it. Okay. Yeah. Not like you're hot, you're in.
No.
Not like that.
No, but I would
like
assume...
Like that kind of place.
I mean, just like with anywhere, anything else in the world, if you're a very pretty girl, your ID can be really bad and you're fine. And if you're an ugly dude who's kind of an asshole who smells, you better have a perfect ID.
I've never really experienced that thing, though, like where bouncers are picky and choosy about who they let in based on like their looks yeah. and stuff. Like I've
like
seen
in LA or New York or whatever.
Yeah, like I've seen this on shows and I've never experienced that.
This was not. Yeah, I mean, I've done those social things. I don't wait in lines though. So if someone isn't there to get me in, I'm not going. Anyway, but this was a dirty six bar and it was all college kids and football players.
Okay.
Anyway, so we rolled back through the crowd and we kind of just both put our arms out and just started trying to avoid being hit by these crazy dudes who had their shirts off, really big football players. And we just kind of just, you do this kind of like sweep routine where you're just kind of like not giving any ground, moving towards the front door.
Would you say they both had six packs or like?
There was like six of them
with
fighting.
With six packs, all of them?
The football players were the biggest men I've ever seen in my life.
And
they
all had their shirts
ripped
off.
Up. Oh, they had either they had them ripped off or they took them off to fight. You know?
Yeah.
And we ended up spilling into the street, which is usually where our shit ends, right? Like they're in the street. That's
not,
our
not
job.
Your problem anymore.
Get them out.
Not,
and,
or as I like to say, not my monkeys, not my circus.
And one of them hit the other bouncer. And, so I just kind of jumped in just to kind of pull him back.
Uh-huh.
This was right as the cops came up on horseback.
Oh, wow.
And just unloaded mace.
Wow.
I mean, they went over all eight of us and all of us.
They have like a mace gun?
It's like a canister. It's two canisters. And
gosh.
It sprays like, you ever seen wasp spray? It sprays like 40 feet.
Yeah.
And they just lit us up and we all just dropped to the ground. Aww. And then they threw us all in the paddy wagon. And me and the other guy were like, hey, we're in our work shirts.
You didn't even know what was going on here.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. So our owner came and got it. Thank you, Michael, came and got us out of jail that night. Anyway.
Thanks, Mikey.
Where was I? Oh, so I haven't been enjoying.
Thank you for that detour.
Really, even though I've been, you know, I made a Missio record in this time and, you know, I've been, the people I've been working with are fine. The songs are really good and I've been enjoying that part of it. But it just, overall, there's been this thing in me like, do I want to do this forever?
Mm-hmm. Like actually forever.
Yeah. Like, do I want to be 65 in doing this? And have I made enough money?
To not, right?
Probably not. I don't know. You know?
Well, you know who could tell you that?
My wife.
Well, I was going to say an accountant.
Yeah. Even that, it's like if we sell our other house, we'd make good money and probably, it's tough to say. But in the last few days, I've been taking more joy in it. And I'm not sure where that turn was other than, I negotiated a new pub deal.
That's good.
With my lawyer, and that was great. With our lawyer, and that was great. And it makes me feel loved by them and mm-hmm. wanted, even though it's a corporation, it still does make me feel like, oh, they appreciate what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I just have been, a couple of things, not placing so much value on result and just trying to enjoy, the creation of things
mm-hmm.
and that it's so lucky that I get to do that and come here. Even when Omicron kicks up or whatever, I can still come to this place and make music and there's almost nothing that can stop me. You know, I have a place to go mm-hmm. and I'm trying not to take that for granted. But then I was thinking about, you know, I read an article the other day about another 5.4 million Americans last month quit their job.
What?
Yeah. And, you know, it's the Great Resignation is what they're calling it. And, you know, that's why you go to any restaurant, it says hiring because there's right. no, they can't find employees. And I was thinking about people that don't like their jobs, right? Mm-hmm. And what the pandemic did was, you know, if you work at Wendy's, say, H-E-B, any just whatever job that you're just making ends meet, which I respect greatly, by the way. I respect this is what I do to feed myself, and then I do the things I like for fun on the weekends, working for the weekend. I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get them quitting their job. I mean, you think about the pandemic kicking in, right? And you were working at Wendy's, saying you were doing 40 hours a week to barely fucking get by and feed your kid, and your wife's doing that too somewhere else, right? Trying to barely kick in her amount.
Yeah.
And
because you got to make money to get by.
So then imagine the pandemic kicks in and you get extra government benefits and rent forgiveness in a lot of states where they were like, hey, we're just not, if you can't catch up with your rent right now, then you don't have to pay your rent and things like that. And you sit home for 6 months and then you go, well, nothing's real. I don't have to go work at all. And when my job sucks dick.
Yeah, I'm not going to go back there.
I'm not going back there.
Right.
At all. I'm going to do what I've been doing, which is something I like to do. I've been hanging out with my kids and, you know, and I understand because I have a frontline, you know, what they call it. I mean, my wife works in a salon. They worked almost the entire time. They took 2 months off and then they were supposed to get back to it because people wanted their beauty, right? I get if you have to keep going back to work to feed yourself, but also I totally get these people that are just like, I'm not participating in that anymore, especially young people that don't have children or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're like, I'm not going to go work for $18 an hour. No fucking way for something I don't give a shit about at all. Do you get that?
Yeah, I get it. And also I don't at the same time. I don't know.
Why?
Well, there's things I want to do that I hope make money. I don't know. No, I get it, but you have to get by somehow, right?
Sure. I mean, a lot of people are moving back in with their families and just saying.
Oh, that I would not do.
Well, no, but imagine you actually like your family.
Imagine.
You know, and.
Instead of just loving them.
And everyone's just, because I will say, you know, out of the pandemic, I got an extra year with Jackson that I would not have gotten. And his girlfriend was living there. And it was, you know, five of us under one roof, waking up every day, hiking.
I like my family sometimes, not all the time. Right,
but I mean, saying hiking and finding stuff to do. Right. And cleaning the yard and working in the garage and, you know, everything else. And obviously, I'm saying most of this from a place of privilege. I've had a really nice life. But we were all forced to be home. And when I think about like New York and LA, they were in their apartments for 2 years. There was nothing open in New York and LA. You couldn't go anywhere. Right. And I just feel like you know, the world might be a simulation or whatever. I think people look at that and they're just like, I'm not going to participate in things. I'm not going to go work for fucking Amazon. Fuck you, Amazon. You know? And I don't know if we can ever recover that without paying real money.
Right.
Like $22 an hour to work at Wendy's, you know? And I've seen people like, well, you can't even go in a Wendy's dining room anymore. I don't know why I'm using Wendy's, Burger King, whatever. Throw it Subway, throw in whatever place right. you want.
Sure.
And what's that gonna do to small businesses? And I really look at it this way. If you can't afford to pay what people need for a nice existence in this world, then your business can't exist. Sorry. That's what it is.
Mm.
There's too many businesses. There's too many restaurants.
There's too many bars.
There's too many. And it's fine if there's less of that. It really is. It's fine. Mm. Not everyone gets to run their own business. You can try. And if you can't make it work in a modern dynamic where you may have to provide healthcare or you may have to provide a better living wage, then it doesn't work. And I know that, and some people will say that pushes us more towards a corporate thing, but I do know people, and we know people who run their own businesses like Bird Biscuit and all those that are doing, they're thriving. They're doing just fine because you can, if your business is great and running well, you can pay more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it means you can't have as many as employees, but you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just want to.
Maybe it will make things more local too.
Maybe. Hopefully. Yeah. I mean, you know, corporate raiders will, you know, probably underprice everybody, which is what happens a lot, right? Mm-hmm. They go, yeah, we can pay $23 an hour and, you know, it'll just cost more for delivery now from Amazon or whatever. You know?
I'm okay with paying a little more for the things that I want.
And that's where I'm at, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, I was looking on a fashion, some email site. I guess I bought a dress for Sarah a while ago on one of these.
How'd that work out?
Dude, I've been killing the game.
Really?
Buying Sarah stuff. I'm like 6 for 10 over the last 10 purchases.
Wow.
And one of them.
Clothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of them didn't work because like it just didn't fit
mm-hmm.
up top.
Didn't fit right. Yeah.
Yeah. But I
up top.
But my point being up top.
Up top.
But I got an email from one of these sites, right? And you can buy a girl dress that actually looks like it's super nice for like $9 because of fast fashion and stuff.
But it's probably not.
I've ordered some of them. They're fine. They are, dude.
It depends on what, like.
Like, if you go to a store that charges like $130, it's not that different, is what I'm saying. And, I mean, that's got to be being made with slave labor, right? I mean, it has to be.
Or a machine?
How are they charging $9 for a dress or a bathing suit, you know?
I don't know.
Anyway. Oh. I have something.
Because they're selling a lot of them.
So many. Yeah.
That's why.
So many, yeah. I have a question for you. How long have you been
going? Also, because people have been home and they're just buying things.
Shit. Yeah, totally. We get an Amazon delivery every day. I know that makes us terrible people, but literally every day.
I think you make up for it in other ways.
Yeah, but here's also what happens, man. Like, I needed masks for Evan. They're suddenly requiring at his school those K95s or whatever.
Okay.
I went and looked.
You couldn't find them.
No, dude. I had to order them.
Yeah.
Like, there's no choice, man. And that feels like it's that way for almost everything. It's like I was going to order.
Like what else, though?
Okay. I was going to order Eastside King.
Okay.
For pickup. I went to try to pick up, and there was no parking anywhere. I live in downtown Austin.
Right.
So, and I couldn't park.
Mm.
And it frustrated the absolute shit out of me. It took me 45 minutes longer than it would have been if I had had it delivered. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like these little things make it easier, but also like, I don't know, man.
I mean, food delivery is different from an Amazon delivery, isn't it? A local food delivery order?
Maybe.
That's just putting your money right into your economy right there.
Maybe.
Your local economy. Well.
Economy. How long have we been going?
Right at about a half hour.
So, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I think I know how you're going to answer this.
You probably do.
But I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a couple of scenarios, and I want to see how you would react to them.
All right.
Okay.
This a-
You're in your car alone.
Okay.
You are waiting in line for Starbucks.
The drive-thru line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone comes up down the street perpendicular to you and basically tries to nose into the line ahead of you. Semi-aggressively. Like they're going to try to get in and cut. And there is a line going down the street, you know, a little bit, maybe four or five other cars, but they're just going to, they just feel like they deserve to be in line.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, what do you do? What's your reaction to that?
Well, I kind of, I'm just looking at them like.
Mm-hmm. They're not looking at you. They're acting like you're not there. They're looking ahead and just, you know, doing that little like.
Wow.
That, you know, and this has never happened to you?
No.
Wow. Believe me, people are listening going, okay. And everyone has an answer. What would you do?
Cutting in a drive-thru line and just like not even acknowledging the line behind you?
Well, they're special. They have to get their order now.
Okay.
So what do you do?
I stare at them. Kind of in disbelief, but in a sort of like, I'm appreciating this for its comedic value way. Like I don't get too worked up over it. Is my baby crying in the back of the
car? Hold on. I said you were alone.
Okay.
I said you were alone. You have to listen to this.
Okay. Got it.
Do you let them in? If they've nosed in, do you have to get more aggressive and kind of come up around them? Or do you let them, you just like, you know what? Fuck it. If your life, do you let them in?
I think fuck it. If you're asking genuinely, I don't really want to do that. Like, this is so important to you to create this moment. Like, go for it.
That answer surprises me.
I think it may have been different.
Okay, so put Kevin in the car now. Kevin's in the passenger seat. You're driving. Baby's in the back. Maybe a little upset. You both need coffee really bad. It's a morning. It's a thing. Okay?
Yeah.
You've had a long night.
That's not really who I am, but okay. Yeah. Okay. Got it. It's been a long night.
Tea.
Got it.
Whatever. Okay. Whatever it is, you're in line for something and you need, and
it's
this person,
weed.
Sure. This person pulls their car up and they're being a little aggressive trying to get
okay.
in. What do you think Kevin does and what do you do?
I am staring at this person and I'm like talking to Kevin and I'm like, is this guy doing what I think he's doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Kevin's like, yeah, I guess he is. And I'm like, okie dokie.
Does Kevin not get hostile at stuff like that?
No, he's not a hostile person at all.
See, my response is I would get mad. I would get mad. I don't like.
I might try to let them know, like, hey.
Like, what are you doing?
Hey, can you see? But I don't think I would get like.
I think for me, it's about justice.
Right.
And it's like, it's not even about me, I don't think. But the four people behind me, I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Get in line. Get in line.
Yeah.
Get in line.
I agree. Get in the fucking line.
And I think I would probably. No, I would probably aggressively not let them in. Now,
like
I can
swerve and get your nose around.
I don't know. Like now, you can get shot for that.
Oh gosh.
These days, or get in a fight. I'm 50. I don't want to get in a fight.
No.
But also, like, don't be a piece of shit person. Is how I'm kind of like.
Could
thinking
it also
about
be?
It. I just popped the shit out of those peas.
Could it also be that we are assuming that this person has? You know, their intention is to cut everyone off.
What else would it be?
I don't know. They're kind of just dopey and not okay. aware of their surroundings.
Yes, but that's the whole Karen thing, right? People just not aware of their surroundings or feeling like they're entitled to get their food faster than everyone else.
Yeah, but there's a difference between those two things, too.
Sort of.
So, you know, like, okay, what if so this person was coming in here and he was like, oh, I'm just going to get in line and, like, truly didn't.
Let me give you another one.
I don't know.
H-E-B.
Mm-hmm. Love H-E-B.
Thanksgiving, the night before Thanksgiving, you forgot the marshmallows. You're so pissed that you have to go to H-E-B to get the marshmallows.
I don't do the marshmallows on top of the, I don't.
You forgot the bananas for banana pudding.
I don't do that either.
You forgot.
But the most important thing.
The stuffing.
Okay. All right. Sure. I might and do without the stuffing.
Actually. You're in line with all the extra green, extra little things. You're impossible. The extra little things that you have to get, right?
You
have two more guests than you thought you were going to have.
I don't have enough crispy onions.
There's no crispy onions. And so you have your cart and it's already so crowded. And as you walk through the store, you notice a line of like, you know, one of those nights where there's like seven people per register
right.
in carts in line.
Right.
And then
people that have 30 things are in the 15 below
and then
line.
You know that there's a point to where the line has to have a break in it because people have to be able to get down with their carts perpendicular to you. So you have to leave a little room.
Right, right. Yep.
You've left room and someone just comes up and jumps right in line in front of you.
Oh, I say something.
Okay, what do you say?
I say, oh, excuse me, there's a line right here.
And what if they're like, okay, and they stay?
I cannot even imagine.
Okay, but what happens if, because it does happen all
does
the time.
It really?
All the time. All the time. Am I the only one that sees this? Are you guys with me?
I have never seen this.
Okay. Please email us at thedwightandpattyshow@gmail.com.
It's harder.
I want to know if anyone, or comment on this YouTube. Has this happened to you guys?
I think it's easier to do that bullshit in a car.
So if the person hears you.
Right.
Hey, there's a line and turns back. Just the bitchiest lady.
Yeah.
Who turns back and goes, okay, and okay. stays, like holds her ground. Like you can tell she's digging in. Do you leave it? Do you leave it?
I can't even imagine this person.
I'm asking, do you leave it?
I can't, I don't leave it.
You say, what?
I then proceed under the assumption that she must not have heard me the first time.
Okay, so you repeat yourself.
So, tap, tap. I'm so sorry. This line was actually
you touched them.
I may tap tap.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Very different.
Okay. Okay. Maybe we don't tap. Maybe I lean over. Excuse me. Right. Mm-hmm. I may. Excuse me. And she acknowledges my presence.
I think she's just kind of, she is kind of like, stone boom. Looking forward. She's in line now. She needs to get home to her family. And that's what this is.
You know, I think at that point, I might say something a second time, assuming she didn't hear me. And if she was just, you know, I might just
laugh. And feel bad for them.
I think I might just be like, okie doke.
Yeah, it's like, there's this like.
Let it go.
It's so tough though. You know, if I'm by.
Because you're right. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, exactly. You don't know if they have pepper spray or a gun or whatever.
I don't know who that is. And I don't want them to follow me to my car.
What sucks about that, what I was thinking about is, what sucks about that is if you allow people to run over you, they will run over you. In this world, right? And there's
also choose your battles.
Sure, sure.
Yes.
But I guess that's the thing is like, where's the line to where it's not even about disrespect. It's just like, hey, no, you can't do that, you know? And it's like, how do you self-police that, you know?
Yeah. But I don't know anything about this person at all, about how they live, about their mental state, about anything.
I feel like sometimes in those situations it would help if more people saw it and spoke up. Like, hey, if 10 people were like, and that's what I wish would I guess would happen more. If 10 people would go, hey, you cannot cut in line. even someone in the line to the left and to the right, like going like, hey, you can't cut in line. For instance, do you remember when the lady on our very first tour, we were touring with the Plain White Tees and we finished our very first song on our very first tour and she went, Plain White Tees.
Mm-hmm. And I was you went, rude.
Fuck you, rude bitch, essentially.
I did not say those words. I think what I said was...
That's so rude.
That's so rude.
Right. And the whole crowd shamed her.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm not, like, that is really I'm not rude. Into public shame very often, but that's the appropriate time
okay.
for it.
Okay.
And so it would be helpful, I think, if you see someone being an asshole.
Right.
And someone else trying to deal with it alone. Maybe it is helpful to be like, hey, yeah, don't cut in line. If five or six people were like, don't cut, get to the back of the line. Maybe that's enough to shame someone into moving. Now, with a true crazy person who's definitely bipolar undiagnosed or really feels like, you know, because Trump was president, that they really deserve everything they have in their life, they may never move.
Yeah. And I'm not going to start like.
I don't know why I've been thinking about this lately. I just have been. Yeah. Justice.
Well, the world is not fair, though. Right. It is not
These people
fair.
On planes and stuff, I think, is what's got me thinking about it. Okay, another last scenario.
What people on planes?
Karens, dude. Throwing punches.
The Karens.
The lady broke a fucking flight attendant's jaw. A lady.
What?
Yeah.
I'm living under a rock.
I mean, she'll go to jail for a long time. And, you know, someone else was fined $200,000. These idiots doing it are going to go down now. But, like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Not living by the rules of society and not bullshit rules. Just, like, this is how you behave.
This is how you're a good human.
As a grown-up person, as just a grown-up.
Yeah.
You know?
So my last scenario I was thinking about, and then we can leave this, but, okay, and my wife hates when this happens because I can't not do it.
Okay.
You're on.
Can I just say one thing really quick?
Sure.
My last time inside an actual grocery store last week, I ran in to get one thing real quick, in and out, H-E-B. And it was like that, lines kind of long.
Yeah.
And then I found one kind of more in the front that just had like two people. And so I got behind the guy and he turned around and he saw that I only had one thing, whereas he had like kind of like 15 things like on the belt. And he was like, you can go ahead of me. And I was like,
heck
of
a dude.
Are you sure? He was like, yeah, go ahead. And I was like, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's
I was so busy.
That's great.
That was nice.
That's great. Yeah. I love hearing that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're driving on a highway.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tend to drive in the fast lane if you're on a highway? Get to where you're going?
I like to be in the middle and I like to hop over to the fast lane.
Right. And get, but yeah, exactly.
I have to get there.
Same.
Yeah.
If I get in the fast lane, it means I'm going fast, meaning I'm going, meaning, but not.
I'm going like 10 miles over the speed limit.
At the most.
Yeah, you know nine I mean? Usually.
Yeah.
Right yeah, under yeah. there.
At the most.
Okay.
You get over into the fast lane and a big Ford F-150 pickup truck, dually, double cab, comes up behind you, clearly going about 40 miles over the speed limit.
Like, I've seen them come up behind me, like, this whole way. Like, they're, like, they're getting closer, they're getting closer.
Yeah,
getting
closer. Okay. And then they get right up on your ass
and
flash their lights.
Wow.
Has this ever happened to you? Has to have. You live in Texas. Has to have.
It probably. If I see someone coming up behind me.
Yeah.
If I'm very aware of that, I move over to the middle lane.
If you can.
If, of course,
what
if
I'm
I can.
Saying is, if you're on Mopac in traffic and you've made a move to the left lane to kind of go up, and then you're eventually going to go over again, and this person pulls up on you and gets within, I mean, sometimes it feels like half a foot of your bumper.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you do?
I laugh in those moments, you know, like. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to get over when I have the chance to get over. But
here's how I infuriate Sarah. I slow down.
Of course you do.
I slow down.
But a gradual slow, not like a,
yep.
you don't like tap the brakes or anything.
No. What I do is I...
I've, Okay.
I slow down to where I'm parallel with the car in the lane next to me.
Oh, man.
And if that car speeds up, daddy speeds up. And if that car slows down, daddy slows down. Meanwhile, this person's still just riding my ass.
Why, though? Do you like the power trip?
If you're going to aggressively try to push me out of the way.
Do you think you're changing that person?
No, but I do think I'm frustrating
them a lesson.
I do think I'm frustrating the hell out of them.
Do you think they won't do it next time?
No, but I do think in that moment that I'm frustrating
the hell.
And
that brings you joy.
Now, my father did that back in the 70s and someone shot at him through his front window. So it's probably not the smartest thing, but I can't help myself. If you come up like a total bat out of hell dickhead like that, I'm sorry. I'm not just going to acquiesce to your needs.
I've definitely had moments like that on the road.
Where you just feel like, dude.
But also, it's not your job either.
No. But,
you know.
No, I'm not saying I'm doing the right thing.
Okay.
I'm saying that. Yeah,
but it's bringing you some satisfaction. You feel like there's some justice being had there.
It brings me wicked satisfaction to slow down because I'm a pro. I can box you in where you cannot go anywhere.
I believe it.
Like, you're fucked. If you do that to me.
And it's obvious.
Yeah, if you do that to me, you're stuck behind me for a while. I'm sorry. That's just where we're at.
Okay. I will say I do take joy in like if someone is passing a lot of cars and weaving in and out and trying to get, you know, and I notice it and I'm just like, okay, whatever. Yeah. Just making shit hard over here.
Yeah.
And then we get to the same place at the same time or like, I happened to pass them because I happened to be in a lane that was just kind of cruising along faster.
Yeah.
Like, I do kind of feel a little bit of joy. Like, I don't wave or anything, but I do feel like, see, dude, like, just drive.
That's just it, though. What are you trying to save? A minute?
Yeah. Yes.
A minute
because
of time?
Yes, that's what it does save you. A minute, maybe.
So I've been thinking about weird shit like that lately, like scenarios. Like, what would I do in this scenario?
But also, I think there's a feeling, like, remember how you said earlier, like, I don't wait in lines?
I don't.
Right? I think there is a little bit of that feeling when someone's, like, in traffic and they're getting frustrated and they're weaving or whatever. Like, I don't wait in lines.
Right. But what I mean is if there's a place with a line and I don't have to do it.
Right. I know.
I'm not going there.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm just, it's nothing is that good.
The road home is kind of the thing you have to do.
Like these people that go and wait at the barbecue place there. On the east side.
I've never done that and I never
will. They go at 5 a.m.
No.
In hopes that they don't run out by noon. No.
I don't care that much.
Hey, also never, ever going to do that.
Yeah.
Nothing is that good.
No.
I guess that's where I'm at. And I hate.
Pay someone to do it.
I also hate traffic. Like I really do. It stresses me out. I don't like it, but I'm also not going to make other people's experience with traffic worse. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like by getting up on them or honking or, you know, I'm just going to go with the flow, man.
Yeah. Except you do make it worse as revenge.
If someone is tailgating me.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Good to know.
So we also have a show at the Saxon Pub coming up in February.
Yeah, that's in South Austin.
Yep, it's a Thursday night, but an early show, 8 to 9:30. Kind of sticking with our commitment to play more.
Yeah, you'll be home by
10. To play more.
Play more.
Play more, but here. You know, where we can just really easily jump out and play.
Yeah, and some privates here and there and kind of getting back.
Yeah, I'm excited about... We still haven't really found our spot. I want to see how Saxon goes.
Right. You mean like where we want to play regularly here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really haven't found a place that felt... The Pershing was fine.
I do like the Pershing.
Yeah, the vibe's nice. The people are nice. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work out for us financially the way I'd like it to.
Right. Why do you think that is? Like they don't have enough tables?
Not enough tables...
Yeah.
And then to set the ticket price too high, which I don't want to do for people that are just working and want to come see us play, you know, it's tough. But yeah, the private shows are, by the way, rolling in. I don't know what you did.
I put it in an email.
Oh, well, the private
shows.
You saw
the email. I put it in the bottom.
The private
email.
Shows are. I didn't read the email.
Okay, cool.
I mean, name is misspelled.
That's why
in
there
it.
Was a.
My name is your, misspelled in it.
That's so. What happens when you don't, yeah. you know, edit so, the email that I
was
send
like,
you.
I just looked at it. I was like, yeah, it looks
good. Yeah, it looks good. Same but, old Dite and Patty.
Yeah, Dite and Patty. But the emails are rolling in. And, for privates and all over the country.
It's cool.
It is cool. You know, one is a 400 person thing and one is a 200 person thing and one's a 50 person thing. And
yeah, it's cool.
Those are going to be fun. And we'll share some videos with that for you guys. But if you are interested in doing a house concert or a concert for your neighborhood, like one of these in, or for your brewery or for your husband's surprise party or whatever it might be, hit us up. It's on our website. There's a link. There's a link in both of our bios on our socials. And yeah. Oh, have you talked to the graphic artist? Have we talked? We have some.
I have spoken with him ever so briefly, and he is into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to announce some new merch soon. As soon as that design is done, we're going to do some exclusive stream-only merch. I don't know how to do that.
How do we do that?
I don't know.
Do we include it in the confirmation emails when they purchase
I think
tickets?
The only way I can think to do it is to have a link that we share to the stream.
A link to the stream, okay.
Like during the stream, in the chat, you could type a link in to purchase it.
Yeah, or I could just include that in their
yeah,
email
I was
confirmation.
Say, and it's just a hidden link on our site for just stream exclusive merch.
Right.
In other words, you have to have been a part of the stream and bought a ticket
to know how
to have that. Access to the merch. It's going to be very limited. We're just going to do a certain amount of time for each shirt that we release. And then when that time expires, if you didn't get one, you didn't get one. And I'm stoked about that though, because
then we could do more designs.
Well, and it's just like fun. And it's just like, if you're a part of it, you're a part of it. And if you're in the know, you're in the know, you know?
Yeah.
Because it could even be the designs we were talking about. The next stream could be the same thing on a tie-dye shirt. Right. It could just be the other version of it.
Right.
You know, colorways, as they call them. I'm into the idea of us just, you kind of collecting.
It's having fun.
Yeah, collecting wind and wave stuff.
You know, I do that. Do you do that? I do that. Every time we get a shipment, like of a new shirt or something, I will take one out of the box for me, fold it up, and put it in the.
I have nothing we've ever made. Like, I have nothing.
I have one of everything.
I have literally. I'm glad someone does. Someone needs to archive that shit. I have nothing. Yeah. Nothing. But I more mean like, for instance, on my Nikes, I do have, you know, six different versions of this shoe, for instance, that kind of thing. So it's like, it's not the shoe's different, but that's a cool color. I like that color. And so it's like, if we release a pink version of the shirt, that's just an exclusive thing that no one else will have.
Right.
Except for the 300 people that show up on our stream. And I think that's cool, you know?
Yeah.
And also because we're going to do them as pre-orders, we'll be able to be a little more selective with sizes. So we can order, you know, basically what sizes we sell instead of having an extra 200 of a size that no one buys.
I'll have to figure all of that out because
it'll just be minimums. Mm-hmm. Like if we, there will be like, well, our minimum for that price break is 15 shirts.
Right.
That's fine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's fine. Cause that'll just stay in the exclusive merch part. If you're a stream, you have that code, you know?
Yeah.
And our Patreon people, I think, should always have that code.
Agreed.
So, anything else you want to talk about before we get off and work on our set for this week?
Yeah, well, I do really want to thank the people on the Patreon.
Okay.
That was a good reminder.
Do it. And talk about our Patreon, how about? And are we thinking of, did you agree? Are we thinking
I don't know. I was going to ask you about that.
I think we should switch it up. We're going to go to a single tier and then an elite tier. We're going to kind of remove all the tiers. We're going to have one tier, which is basically everything, and then another tier, which is everything plus free access to the streams, which is a higher rate, And probably we're trying to figure out other things. Like if we do a show in your area and you're on our elite tier, we'll put you on the guest list. This just is what it is.
I have a lot of people I want to thank.
Do it.
Who
just
have joined us on Patreon.
Run through it.
This is going back to a year ago because we weren't doing this a year ago. So
we took a break.
Okay. So I want to say thank you to Kelly Robinson. And
thank you, Kelly.
Joey Can 1119. And
that's not a real name.
That's what it says. And Susie Moon. Thank you, Susie.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, she's been like a long time on the wagon, on the bus, on the train person. Mm-hmm. Andrew Wayman.
Thank you, Andrew.
Tara Ubbins.
Spell that.
Ubbens.
I like that. Ubbins.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ub.
Do you think?
Sup, Ub?
Corey Phillips.
Thank you, Corey.
Has joined us.
Man or woman, do you think, Corey?
I think man.
Or other. I guess it's a weird... It's a,
other?
Yeah. Isn't that an option now?
I guess. I don't know if it would say other. It might say...
Non-binary?
Yeah.
Is that gender? Is non-binary gender?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As opposed to
what, sex?
I don't know, dude. Okay. Thank you, Corey.
Okay. Paul Strabbing.
Thank you, Paul Strabbing.
And Suzette.
Thank you, Suzette.
And Daniel Chi.
Thank you, Daniel Chi. That name sounds familiar too.
Because we have some photos of his on our website.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Thanks, Daniel. Brad Martin.
Thank you, Brad Martin.
Yep. He pledged and then he like increased his pledge, which was really
sick.
Nice. And then your mother-in-law.
Gigi?
Jacqueline S. Salas.
Gigi?
Yeah.
Gigi showed up?
Yeah. Just today, in fact.
Whoa.
I know.
All right.
And those are my thank yous.
And what lately have you been doing on the Patreon? Have we started putting up some of these behind the scenes talking about our new record that will never come out? songs and the demos,
yes,
and everything. That's all up there.
Yes.
Red Couch thoughts on all those songs.
Yes.
It's all up there.
Yep.
So 10 Red Couch thoughts on
those
songs.
I think I have a couple more.
Well, we should put that up for the people that have been actively participating. And then we'll have to figure out how to make that tier switch without it screwing with too many people.
So what is it you're wanting to do?
Well, they say, I mean, I read an article from the founder of Patreon who was talking about limiting the amount of tiers to just feel like there's a tier where you just kind of get everything. And then there's like are you a fucking super fan?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can do this too.
Okay.
It just kind of narrows the focus a little bit.
Okay.
And, but I wouldn't know, like, do we still have people that are in there at $5?
Yes.
So I don't know we'd have to look into how to switch them and give them the option to move to 10 or whatever we make it as a basic number.
Is that what you're thinking?
I'm thinking 10. Some people do higher, but I'm thinking 10 and then a pretty high elite level, but I don't know how much. But okay, we'll just have to figure out. I'm sure there's a way to hit the list and be like, hey, you're a 5 tier. That tier is going away.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you. We love you. It's going to go to 10. You can obviously opt out of that or you can opt in. It's up to you.
Okay. All right. So that's going to be coming at some point.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When you figure it out.
When I figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I'm excited to play these new streams. I'm excited to play some of the songs we're going
to
play with covers and brand new songs. And
I'm excited to see the new shirts.
The new shirt ideas are... They're choice. No, but that's going to be great, right?
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So we're also... Yeah, that's the other thing about those shirts. We're making them fun.
Yeah.
It's just going to be silly, fun shirts that kind of, you know, work with our vibe. Choo choo. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
And let's sign off. Let's see you guys the next time we do one of these. We need to rehearse some. So
okay.
This is Dwight signing off and Patty signing off.
Thank you. And you should write us an email to the Dwight and Patty Show at gmail.com. And you should check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thewindandthewave.
Follow us on Instagram.
If you want to.
If you want to.
Join our mailing list.
Oh, I meant to ask you that real quick before are you done wrapping that
sure,
stuff?
Sure, yes.
If you have bought a concert ticket, do they end up on our mailing list?
That's a really good question.
They should if they don't.
I bet they already on there, but yes, I think.
We should have a way to take those emails and put them into our list. And if they already exist, it would just say this is already here,
yeah,
right?
With that MailChimp. For sure.
We should definitely be doing that if we're not.
We don't do MailChimp, but
whatever
we'll
is.
Look at it.
Also, last thing.
Yes.
When you start the song,
okay.
Patty's learning how to engineer as well. So
sort of.
When you start the song, you see those red buttons on our faders?
Yeah.
Those will mute our mic so there is no noise.
So perhaps we should do that.
When you start the songs.
Right.
You would want to mute our mics so there's you don't hear us during the song.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
at
I hear
the beginning
you.
Of the podcast as well.
I'll do that next time.
Then don't have to do any editing or anything like that.
I hear you. I like it. I'm here for it.
Signing off. We will see you guys the next time around. Bye.
Bye.
It's the Dwight and Patty Show. It's the Dwight and Patty Show. It's the Dwight and